The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. We've got girl power here today. Everyone, welcome to One Life Radio. Do you want to go higher, baby? This is a good place to do it. I've got Diamond Gray in studio with me, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos. Marie's even in the background here. We have a little intern in studio today. A young intern, Katrina, is in studio with us. And I've got Autumn Connolly in studio with me. I laugh every time I ask Siri to go call Autumn Connolly or text Autumn Connolly because it's so weird. It says, so what does Siri say? I'm trying to remember right now.
Would you like to make a call?
And then you say, yes. Could you please call Autumn Connolly? And she says,
Calling
Autumn Connolly or something like that. It's really weird how it comes out. But always a pleasure to have you in studio.
Thank you.
And big tree, little tree.
What is that?
I'm asking. Are you going to have
a big tree?
Big tree or a little tree? You get to
Christmas?
Pick. Yeah, for Christmas. Well, it says go big with a small tree. I get these free magazines. This is a Better Homes and Garden, which I'm sure has a bunch of pharmaceutical ads in it because they all do that I get, which is quite. Oh, here's one right here. What is this one?
What are the warnings?
This has got something to do. Let's see. Hold on. It's 3 pages. You got 2 pages of content. And of course, there's got to be, and another 2 pages, 4 pages.
Of the side effects.
In a national magazine. Okay, so how profitable is this drug that you can afford 4 full, unless, of course, the magazine is owned by one of the drug companies? That could be, too. It's diabetic macular edema, keeping your eye. It is a diabetic macular edema, keeping your eyes from seeing the world. See how Elia may be able to help. So it's got, look at 2 full pages here. And then 2 full pages. That's just showing you the pretty picture of two. What are those things?
Those are like cuddly little bears.
I don't know.
Not bears. They
eyes.
Look like
they're eyes.
They're like
eyeballs. Monsters.
Yeah, like what's the name of that Disney movie?
Monsters Inc.
They look like Monster Inc. characters.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and it says, see how Elia may be able to help.
So instead of eating right and fixing your diabetes, let it get to a point where you need some sort of medication.
Right.
Exactly. Fix your eyes.
Right. Yeah. And crazy. I'm looking for the. I wasn't expecting to go into this. Let's see. What are some of the possible side effects? Here we go. So here you go.
Blindness.
You're trying to take a drug to help your diabetes and your eye, improve your eyes. And so listen, you're going to think I'm making this up. I didn't plan this. This is crazy. Okay, what are the possible side effects of Elia? Elia can cause serious side effects, including see side effects listed under what is the most important information should I know? I have to go down to here to go to that, but what should I tell? Okay, but here, the most common side effects include increased redness in the eye, eye pain, cataracts, moving spots in the field of vision, increased pressure in the eye, and vitreous gel-like substance detachment. Now, why in the hell would you take this? Like, seriously, this isn't Better Homes and Gardens.
Like, it's going to solve one eye problem, create 10 more.
That's just so crazy to me. Oh, and Tyson's got an ad in here. Oh, wow, this is great. Oh, and Special K.
Yeah, just all the things that are super good for you.
Right. All the things that are, like, super good for you. And, of course, we're being extremely facetious here. But on the cover, so I thought, look at the cover. Got me because, of course, it's pink and white.
Yeah, but the tree's cute.
The tree is so cute. And so that's how they suck you in. Okay, so it says, go big with a small tree. So I'm asking you, big tree, little tree, Lexi?
Oh, I don't have a tree.
Well, I think you should get a little tree.
Okay, I'll get a little tree.
Because you got a baby coming. Who wants to deal with it? You don't have time to do all that, right?
Yeah, I'll get a baby tree.
Yeah, and decorate it blue and white. Wouldn't that be so cute?
That would be cute.
Wouldn't that be cute? Look at
we've been talking all about we need to do a Christmas tree, and Ryan and I just have been so busy.
Okay.
We haven't done it. But I do want a tree. I've never had a Christmas without a tree, so I'm not going to not do a tree.
Yeah, and you ought to get, you know, a little, oh, here's a great idea. Get a little tree and decorate it, and then it could be like his little tree for his room every year. Little Jackson.
There we go. Aww.
Jackson Wayne.
Yeah.
Not Lyle.
Yeah, she said Lyle the other day.
Jackson Lyle.
Out of nowhere.
Like, who is that?
I'm not sure who Lyle is.
Well, you're both pregnant.
It makes a big difference.
But Autumn's
Lyle.
Pregnant, too.
Little mini May over
there. She's working her baby bump. She came in with this cute little sweater on today, and the two of them
not
together.
Not hiding it anymore.
We need to get a picture and put it out on Insta.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And gets as
bump
many
date.
Yeah, that would be so cute. But yeah, so okay, so I'm going to you, Autumn. Big tree, little tree. Do you have
several trees?
Oh, wouldn't you know?
Of course she does.
What's the biggest one?
The biggest one is, I mean, I've got like a gold tinsel tree in my living room that so far the kittens have taken to napping at the very top
of, and knocking up. You mean like one from the 70s, like a retro
one? Yeah, it is. I bought it used and it smelled like old house, and I sprayed it with vinegar and let it sit out in the sun for a couple days.
Vinegar. I was talking about vinegar this morning because one of my cats, or maybe a couple of them, are peeing upstairs in my house, in my room where I work out. When I do, it's got like a yellow gymnasium floor, so you can't even see the pee.
Right. And of course, they're so smart.
Yeah. And so the ceilings are so high, you can't even smell it. So I went down the fire pole the other day just because. I decided to go down the fire pole.
Why not?
Awesome.
And it was awesome. It was. I used to do it every day. I'm going to bring it back. It's just so much fun. So yeah, there's a fire pole in the back of my house, going from the first floor to the second floor to the first floor, and it's fun. It gives you like a little adrenaline, just a little bump.
Yeah.
You know, a little adrenaline. You're like, woohoo!
I like bumps.
When was the last time you slid down the fire pole?
It's been a couple of months.
Okay.
At least 6 months since I've
gone
down the pole.
But did you catch a whiff of cat pee on your way down?
That's what I was doing. And I looked over. I'm like, what is that? I saw a little turd. And then I thought, oh, they pooped up here. I wonder if they peed up here, too. And so sure enough, they did. So I put another cat box upstairs to prevent them from peeing. And I know people are like, oh, my God, I would hate that life, whatever. But, you know, I forgot about this. I wanted to say a very special remembrance and prayer for our great ex-president or former president, George H.W. Bush, who recently, of course, over the weekend, passed away. May he rest in peace. And I have to tell a little story about George H. Okay, so when I first came to Texas, we had to look for what date this was, but I'll get to the point. I saw him in person with Ronald Reagan and George W., and I think Jeb was there. They were all there. It's when he was running for president, and there was a Republican convention here in Dallas, Texas, and he rode in, he and Ronald Reagan on horses. I think they both did, or George was on the stage, and I'm trying to remember. It's a long time ago, you know, but Ronald Reagan definitely, you know, came into the stadium on a horse, and they were playing the Yellow Rose of Texas. Cool. And it was so awesome. And then after they spoke, everybody was just in such an uproar and just so, you know, excited about the upcoming presidential election. They played Deep in the Heart of Texas and everyone there was singing it.
Yeah, so, I like that kind of stuff.
But rest in peace, our dear former president, George H.W. Bush. Did you see all the stuff on television this morning? I typically don't have my television on, but I did this morning. All the beautiful old memories and pictures of he and Barbara Bush and all the children and just all the trials and tribulations that they went through as a married couple of, 73 years? Ugh. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
73 years. Can you imagine? How blessed were they, though, seriously, to have that long of a life with all those children and grandchildren and all the just the awesomeness of family.
Yeah, a real partner for 73 years. That's crazy.
No, exactly. And that's really what it is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's a partnership.
Yeah.
You know, can you, and then of course the picture that's going viral of his dog,
his service dog, Sully.
Sully that was right beside his casket.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
It's beautiful.
So sweet.
Why can't people be as loyal as dogs?
I know. I was thinking.
You know,
right? Look at it, Autumn. The world would be a better place.
Yes,
oh
it would.
Oh, my gosh. That
it
picture.
Really would.
People were more like dogs.
I want to cry.
I know.
All right.
That picture is sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
I love animals. That's what made me think of it. I should have said that at the beginning of the show, but I just got carried away when I opened this Is that what you call it, a magazine anymore? I mean, it's just, it's gross what they do. It's so gross. Here's something else, too. So this is some really cool news. So this happened Tuesday, November 27th. The Ninth Circuit affirmed a jury verdict in a consumer class action deceptive advertising case in favor of the defendants, Borion Inc. and Borion USA. They are the sellers of the homeopathic treatment for flu-like symptoms called, I'll say it,
Oscillococcinum. There you go.
Oh, good for you, Missy.
We only practiced.
Yeah, she practiced.
We all practiced.
but I love it that homeopathic medicine is so awesome, and so many people, it's so misunderstood and misrepresented in our world. Would you agree?
Oh, for sure. I've got one that I buy from that same company. It's Hypericum, and it's crazy. I just had a friend over this weekend, and he was complaining about tooth pain, and I was like, well, here, just take three of these. And within 2 minutes, it was gone. But it's strange.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it's strange because it's for nerve pain. I mean, it has several indications. But another thing that I've used that same medicine for, he's like, why do you have this on hand? And I'm like, oh, well, it also treats chickens with Merck's disease. And he's like, what?
See, this girl, I don't know where
she
came from.
How do you even know that?
Like, I had a chicken with Merck's
disease. I think you're an alien from another planet. I do. And so I'm going to give a shout out to Flunata, STS Health. It's a great product. You shoot it, squirt it up your nose and down your throat when you get the first signs of getting a cold or flu. And it really, in my experience, which is the only one I can speak of anecdotally, knocks it right out of you.
Yeah.
So check them both out. Go. What was the name of that again?
The Hypericum. So you can use it for it's got several uses, obviously. But one thing that I keep it on hand for is my chickens. But then the other thing is for if you have any nerve pain in your teeth. So maybe you've got a crack in a molar, or you've got a cavity, or, you know, you have a filling that occasionally ebbs and flows with that sharp pain with hot or cold or whatever. You can take them. I think it says five times a day.
I typically don't ask brands, but I want, what's the best homeopathic brand?
I don't know. The Boyron.
Really? Do they have a whole line as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the brand I've always used. I've used it largely because it's been around the longest. You know, it was at some point the only one.
And I'm guessing that they, and then there's another one. Highlands is another one that I used when my kids were babies. Mm-hmm. And they had come with directions and everything. What's the best way to use them? Less is more.
Yes.
With homeopathic. And
I use the Highlands.
Actually, we've got an incredible guest coming on the show today. That is Dr. Dixon Thom. I believe is how you pronounce his name, Thom. He is amazing. He wrote the book along with several other doctors, two of which have been on the show, Bioregulatory Medicine. We're going to be talking about an innovative, holistic approach to self-healing. And some of that, of course, has to do with homeopathic. So everyone, stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss it. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This holiday season, give the gift of proper elimination. The modern day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. While sitting to do our business may be considered civilized, studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase.
Happy holidays to you. Poop poopy doo. Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventures some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet.
I love this song. I've got sunshine in my pocket. I'm so excited. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio with me and my very special guest today, Dr. Dixon Tom. He is one of the co-founders and medical directors of the American Center for Biological Medicine. He has over 40 years of experience as a clinician and over 20 years as a medical professor. He lectures extensively throughout North America and has been teaching doctors, students, and the lay public on proven medical principles and business skills for over 35 years. Dr. Tom was the former Dean of Naturopathic Medicine at National University of Naturopathic Medicine and a full-time professor. In 2009, he received the prestigious VIS Award from the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians for his commitment to the VIS, or Healing Powers of Nature. He is the author of the book that I hold in my hand proudly, Bioregulatory Medicine, An Innovative Holistic Approach to Self-Healing. Such an honor to have you on the show, Dr. Tom. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm fascinated and just absolutely devouring this book. And I hope that everyone out there listening will get a copy because it's full of so much incredible information. So let's start with this. What is bioregulatory medicine and how did it become?
Bioregulatory medicine is a term that we use for the style of medicine that we practice. It's always been, it's interesting, how did it become? It's always been really the type of medicine that, it's the allopathic, more modern type medicine that is sort of is the deviant, and even though bioregulatory is considered the alternative.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest aspect of this is, you know, our focus is really not on a patient's symptoms, and so, you know, typically you go to the doctor and you end up with some type of a diagnosis, and whether you have a sore throat or an ear infection or, you know, dysmenorrhea, or, you know, it's typically about diagnosing things. But, you know, what we more focus on with bioregulatory medicine is not the symptom that you're presenting with, but the organ system. And more about why do you have the problem as to what is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did it become that way? I think it became that way because somewhat of the frustration of when you treat just your symptoms, however you choose to do that, the symptoms may come back, which would suggest that we haven't really addressed what the problem is. And the example I always use is a headache, and you know it's very common in our society, and there's 101 reasons why people get headaches. But if you take a Tylenol and the headache goes away, the assumption is, oh, is the headache due to a Tylenol deficiency, which obviously it isn't.
Yeah, well, it just, yeah, and it's a Band-Aid.
Totally
a Band-Aid. Okay, so, you know, this type of study or practice of medicine is prevalent in so many other parts of the world, but why not the U.S.? Why do we have so much trouble accepting this way of practicing medicine?
Well, I think there's two, for me anyway, there's two major events, and they go back a long time, and the first was actually in 1847, which was the formation of the American Medical Association. So they've been around for a long time. And at that time, the American Medical Association was formulated with the idea that they would sort of stop quackery or stop charlatans from practicing medicine. Mm-hmm. And the main problem was the medicine in the 1840s was still about bloodletting. It was still about purgatives and cathartics and those types of things, but the medicine from Europe that had become into prevalence was more energy or homeopathic medicine, and the doctors who were using those methods in the United States actually were having a better success. So the AMA formulated, and any doctor who was not using bloodletting and cathartics and thing was not allowed in their club, so to speak. So that was one aspect. And then in 1910, the Flexner Report was probably one of the defining directions that put medicine in the last 100 years in the course that it is. And Flexner worked for the Carnegie Foundation, and he went to 155 medical schools at the time, came up with a recommendation that only 31 of those schools should be open, and set down a number of rules, including you should no longer be teaching about electromagnetic therapy, you shouldn't teach phototherapy, you shouldn't teach eclectic medicine, you shouldn't teach about herbs, you shouldn't teach about diet, you shouldn't teach homeopathy or naturopathy. And that is the direction, because his belief was is that it should be more scientifically based.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. I want to do more reading about that. It's absolutely fascinating. And it's funny when you start to read and you really connect the dots, you have a better understanding of how all of this has happened. But, you know, you devoted a whole chapter on diet. So I'm going to ask you, because so many people, I think, don't understand the importance of diet. What is the most important thing that people misunderstand about their diet?
Well, first of all, what is diet? Diet is, you know, people tend to think, well, I go on a diet if I want to lose weight, or I'm going to go on a diet on January 1 because of this holiday season that we're presently in. But the reality is diet is simply the foods that you have chosen to eat and choose to eat on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it has typically been perceived that, you know, the foods that we eat are too processed. They're unfortunately not as nutrient rich as they once were. So I would say in general, and the statistics back it up, that it's over 80% of the American public is deficient in at least one or more minerals. And minerals are necessary to drive the tens of thousands of reactions that we have going on every second in our body. So diet, and the best way to get minerals, and you know, if you want to call it a diet, I usually say if you can name the food, you can eat it, which pretty much takes pretty much any type of a processed food out, because people say, well, it's bread. I said, no, it's not bread. It's made from something. What's it made from?
Oh,
and unless you read the label, you have no idea what it's made from.
Right. Well, that's a great point. It really is. You know, I was truly fascinated by Chapter 7 titled The Mouth of Medicine, Mercury, Toothpaste, Toxins, and the Oral Microbiome. What do we need to know about that?
Well, what's interesting about that is that in the 1800s, dentistry and medicine sort of became very separated. Now they're starting to realize that we shouldn't separate them. We need to actually bring them back together, even though it's sort of the dental profession is sort of does their thing, the medical profession does their thing. There is a huge connection between what's going on in one's teeth and one's mouth and goes on with the rest of the body. And it's been well shown that that every tooth in your mouth connects to a different organ. From an energy, sort of, we'll call it along Chinese medicine lines of energy flow, meridians, and that type of thing. So, and unfortunately, mercury, which is the gray fillings that, you know, probably 150 million Americans have in their mouth or have had in their mouth, does contain about 48 to 50% mercury. Mercury, unfortunately, is probably one of the most toxic compounds there is for the nervous system. And while the American Dental Association has continued to say that it's not toxic when it's in the mouth, it's the only substance that it's the only place you can unfortunately store mercury, mm-hmm. because when you take mercury out, it can't be put down the city drains, it can't be put into sewers. So mercury is incredibly toxic. Unfortunately, in our toothpastes, there's a lot of additional chemicals to make people think that your teeth should be whiter or, you know, stain resistant and that mm-hmm. type of thing. These chemicals many times are actually not well tolerated by the body. They themselves can be somewhat toxic. And there is now with the oral microbiome, there's more different types of oral flora bacteria in our mouth than almost any other part of our body, except perhaps the intestinal tract. So all these things have a huge impact on somebody's health. When you look in somebody's mouth, if you looked at the person that's had a fair bit of dentistry done, it would suggest that if it affected their teeth, it actually also affected the rest of their body. You don't see it, but it's the same type of foods that affect your teeth are the same type of foods that affect every other and cause every other type of problem that people have on an ongoing basis.
Well, I this was not one of my questions that I planned, but I can't help but ask it because, you know, J.B. Handley, he wrote the book, How to End the Autism Epidemic. He is one of the endorsers of your book, wrote the comments on the back. And so I'm asking myself, you know, bioregulatory medicine, how do you guys feel about vaccines?
Vaccines are somewhat of a sticky subject, so to speak. There are some aspects of, you know, my personal aspect of vaccinations are they definitely provide some degree of herd immunity, meaning, you know, the entire community gets receives some benefit. And if the individual does not have access to what I would say is alternative or other types of health care, my personal patient population rarely have vaccines, mainly because they have so many other types of therapies on board. Mm-hmm. You know, we do vaccines with the idea that we're trying to minimize, an individual from having, a virus or chickenpox or shingles or pneumonia or whatever. And in a large segment of the population, that probably is one of the best things that they can do.
Yeah.
However, if somebody is aware of their diet, if somebody is doing some type of movement, if they're not having other problems, we actually have a lot of other types of things, immune support, basic vitamins and minerals, sometimes energy things, homeopathics, et cetera, that will provide that individual with support. So the question of vaccines usually comes down to individualization.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a one-on-one discussion with people. So to blanketly say that all vaccines are bad is not a good comment. In my opinion, unless you individually look at the person, because, you know, if you have somebody who's immune compromised, maybe they're having chemotherapy or, you know, some treatment like that,
mm-hmm.
it may serve them who have some benefit. However, if that's not the situation going on and we are, you know, using probiotics or perhaps vitamin C or zinc or, you know, some other types of immune supportive remedies, that has proven, at least in my patient population, to be highly effective and highly successful.
Interesting and very well put. I can't wait to continue on with you, everyone. We're going to go to break. Dr. Dixon Tom will be back. He is the author of the book, Bioregulatory Medicine, An Innovative Holistic Approach to Self-Healing. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Like a river to the sea.
It's mistletoe season, and you know what that means. You've got to be chill and have minty fresh breath. You never know when you might want to kiss someone. The H-Hemp Company offers their Super Breath Blast CBD spray that is my absolute favorite hemp oil product on the market. It just makes me feel happy, especially during the crazy holiday season. Its small size makes it easy to throw in your purse or pocket, so you're never without it. Give the gift of fresh breath this season with a CBD kick. Two or three sprays does the trick and will leave you feeling completely refreshed. Go for it. Go to thehempcompany.com. Put four in your cart and use the code OLR1 to buy three and get one free. That's OLR1. Trust me, it's a really cool gift.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Whoever said you can't poop in style? The Curve is a sleeker version of the original Squatty Potty stool that will look fabulous in any bathroom. Choose from pink, black, gray, or white. Its minimalist design is sure to please the eye while staying durable and built to last. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Poop, poop, be do.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio with me and Dr. Dixon Tom on the line. If you're just now joining us, he is one of the co-founders and medical directors of the American Center of Biological Medicine. In 2009, he received the very prestigious VIS Award from the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians for his commitment to the VIS, or Healing Powers of Nature. He is the author of the book Bioregulatory Medicine, and Innovative Holistic Approach to Self-Healing. Such an honor to have you on the show. Thanks for staying with us, Dr. Tom.
My pleasure.
Okay, so let's talk about detoxification. You talk a lot about it in the book. And so how important is detoxification?
It's essential. And just to make a clarification, the term itself is unfortunately a bit of a misnomer, because by definition, detoxification simply means to make something less toxic. And therefore, anything that we somehow either ingest it, whether we eat it or have it injected or whether we drink it, you know, however it gets into our system, if the body does not recognize it as being useful or helpful or necessary for everyday function, it will do what it needs to do. And we've evolved the organ systems that ultimately can break it down. And the main organ system that does break it down is our liver, through a number of chemical interactions and chemical reactions. We call it the cytochrome P450 system. And so it takes something that is not us, not normal to us, breaks it down so that it can be eliminated either through volatile through our lungs or through our kidney if it's water soluble, or through our stool if it's solid, that type of thing. So it's absolutely essential on an everyday basis that anything that we are exposed to be broken down and to be eliminated. Now, many people have the impression that detox is something that we're going to start on January 1. It's going to be a New Year's resolution,
right?
Per se. So they think, I'm going to fast, or I'm going to drink this special green drink or something, and somehow that's going to allow me to detox. But the reality is that's not what's going to allow you to detox. Detoxification is something that needs to happen every day, 365 days a year. It needs to be something that we're constantly supporting. We can't put something that is so-called toxic to our system, you know, in for 50 weeks of the year and hoping that 2 weeks of the year we can somehow clean it out. Well, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and there's so much exposure from so many different places, even gas exhaust when you're in a drive-thru. Right. You don't even think about it. The deodorant you put on your body. My daughter, actually, I confiscated some deodorant in her room this morning. I was like, oh, my God, what is she doing with that, you know? You have to be so vigilant, don't you?
You have to be constantly vigilant. The whole idea is, unfortunately, we can't get away from chemical exposure, so all we can do is try and minimize them as much as we possibly can. That will take as much as we can the load off the body, because the more you load it up, the harder your organ systems have to work to try and break it down to get rid of it.
Well, yeah, and you
have to get rid of it.
Absolutely, and you talk about the mouth of medicine in Chapter 7, mercury, toothpaste, toxins, and the oral microbiome.
Right.
How toxic is your average toothpaste? And I'm not going to mention any brands, but everyone knows what the biggest brand is. Is it really that toxic?
Unfortunately, yes. There's enough product in your everyday toothpaste that ultimately, you know, a six-year-old kid who weighs, 40 or 50 pounds, if they were to ingest half the tube of toothpaste, there's enough toxin in there to actually kill them.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's very scary. It really is when you think about, I remember teaching my children to brush their teeth and, it's difficult. I personally use a salt toothpaste. What do you think about salt toothpaste?
Yeah, the reality is it's not the toothpaste that does the cleaning. It's the action of the toothbrush or dental floss.
Mm-hmm.
It's the action, disrupting the plaque that forms in the teeth. You know, toothpaste is it's pleasant tasting, and there's agents in there that will help if there's some stain and that type of thing. But it's not so much the toothpaste that's doing the cleaning, it's the action of the toothbrush. And so whether it's baking soda or salt or something like that, that basically is a little abrasive to help with stain, it works just fine. In fact, there's many cultures that never use a toothbrush.
Right.
Like if you look at the Aborigine cultures, they have great teeth, but they don't use toothbrushes because it's not so much the diet as a huge component of this whole thing for both dental caries and the periodontal disease.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh, there's so many things that you're going to have to come back, because I have so many questions that I want to ask you. Let me ask you this. What are some of the signs of toxic overload, and what do you feel is the best way to we already talked about detoxing the body, but what are some of the signs that you have a toxic overload?
I think one of the more common ones is headaches. It's extremely, and we could say whether, some people will realize if they have constipation, for example, that they'll get a headache. But a toxic overload simply means your organ systems are being overtaxed. And so it almost doesn't matter what organ system you go into. For some people, toxicity will cause anxiety if it's in their nervous system. For some people, it will cause them to have heart palpitations if it's in their cardiovascular system. Many people will have a lot of digestive distress. whether it's heartburn or constipation or diarrhea on the other aspects of things. Toxic overload is also very common in people who have chronic musculoskeletal soreness. We do know that there's wear and tear arthritis. There's also inflammatory arthritis. But just, you know, you get up in the morning and you're stiff and sore and you have to move around a bit. That's a pretty classic sign that your body is in overload and needs to do some form of detoxification. So it's every organ system could present with sort of its individual symptom. And I can easily point to almost any patient, and it's not the only cause, mind you, of headaches. It's not the only cause of anxiety or heart palpitations, but it is one of the signs that commonly we find.
Wow. Gosh, I've got so many things I want to ask you. It's killing me to have to go to break here in just a minute. Well, I really am. It's fascinating talking with you. You're absolutely amazing. I can see why you received the VIS award. Okay, so I don't know where I want to go, Dr. Tom. I have to pick one, though. So let me, how about this? So many people are skeptical of homeopathic medicine. What do you say to them?
Homeopathic medicines have been around for over 200 years, and I think it's the unfortunate thing is it's simply a lack of understanding of what energy medicines are. So, you know, not to justify it, but I'll ask them, have you ever had a mammography? Have you ever had an MRI? Have you ever had a CT scan? And, you know, depending on their situation, they may say yes. I say, well, do you realize that's using the idea of quantum physics, which was started, we'll say, by Einstein 100 years ago. And I said, that is the same idea that you're using in those types of imaging is basically it's an energy type of a medicine. So what we're using with a homeopathic remedy and the whole idea of like cures like, so what can cause a particular problem is the same thing that ultimately can heal a same problem at a specific dosage. And it's an actual law in physics. It's called the Arndt-Schultz law. And so, you know, a common example also is that when somebody has some type of a procedure and they have general anesthetic, in addition to the general anesthetic, they give a sedative because the initial dose of the general anesthetic causes people to have a very heightened level of excitement.
Wow.
And so at one dose, you excite the nervous system. At another dose, you sedate it and are able to do that type of thing. So it's straight laws of physics. There is a lot of actually very positive studies that have been done from a homeopathic perspective. And mostly it's a lack of understanding of the effectiveness of the remedies. There, unfortunately, has been some bad press for a number of types of things. But one of the things, the medicines have been around for over 200 years. And, you know, I also have to say that if anybody is listening is in Philadelphia, there's the Hahnemann University Hospital, which was formed in 1848, named after Samuel Hahnemann, who is the inventor of homeopathy. And I would bet many of the doctors who work in that hospital don't even know what homeopathy is, even though their hospital was named because of the whole concept of homeopathics. And it's interesting, once again, it was formed 1 year after the AMA was formed, once again, from the aspect of the AMA was formed to try and negate this whole idea of homeopathic medicines.
Interesting. I hope you'll come back. It's been such a thrill to have you on the show. What wonderful content you've provided our listeners with. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Be careful what you wish for.
Okay, not a problem.
Right.
Happy holidays.
We'll talk. Happy holidays to you, too. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got more coming up with Autumn Connolly. Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat-to-poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana and Lexi in studio with me, and of course, Autumn Connolly is here as well. She is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes. She has written a children's book, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticsyall.com. Love having you in studio. I want to let everyone know really quickly that you can go to our website, onelifradio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products. And of course, Squatty Potty, go to squattypotty.com. And to get a 15% discount, go to squattypotty.com/onelife to get, like I said, a discount. They've got a couple of new models that are really fun, and it's a great Christmas gift. It really is. For, what do they call that? A white elephant gift?
Yeah.
But I say it's a great gift. It's a gift of proper elimination, which affects your overall health. So, you know, I think it's a great gift any time of the year, because really, truthfully, the modern day toilet is convenient, but it really has a major fault in that it requires us to sit. I just sounded like that guy from The Office, or not The Office, Parks and Rec.
There you go.
Chris, what's Chris's leg?
I don't know, but he's excited about everything.
He's excited about everything. He is. Well, I love it. He's my dream man. Anyway, and he's cute. But the H-Hemp Company, use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. CBD oil or hemp oil is very, it's just a very good supplementation for so many different reasons. Go to the H-Hemp Company, check it out. And right now they also have the buy 3, get 1 free. So if you go to the HM Company and you have put 4 in your cart, you only pay for 3.
Yep.
Plus free shipping too, right?
Yep.
I think so. Pretty sure. But it's a great little breath blast mint that you keep. It's a little in a little glass vial, and you can keep it in your pocket, your purse, and a couple of sprays. And I'm telling you, it's a total game changer.
Yes, and the code for that is OLR1.
OLR1. Yeah. And of course, Paleo Magazine. Visit them at paleomagonline.com to download the digital version, or find a store near you and pick up a copy. And I just picked up the most recent copy of the Wellbeing Journal yesterday at Natural Grocer. The Wellbeing Journal, again, is just an amazing publication heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. The Wellbeing Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at thewellbeingjournal.com. So it's always a pleasure to have you in studio, Autumn. You are a wealth of information on so many different things. And so, you know, I was talking with Dr. Tom about the deodorant. It's the secret. I'm just going to say that my daughter snuck in our house. This is contraband in my home because, and I'm going to slide this over to Autumn for all the people out there listening that don't understand that one of the things that can put toxins as your in your body in a big way, anything you put on your skin gets absorbed into your body. And this, I'm going to slide it over to you. Autumn, tell our listeners why they have to be very careful what type of deodorant that they use.
I would say the first part is because of aluminum. So what the aluminum does is it blocks your pores to prevent you from sweating. Well, sweating is your body's natural way to detoxify.
Mechanism, yes, yes.
So not only are you preventing your body from detoxifying itself in a very sensitive place like under your arms, you're also then clogging those pores so that even when you don't have the deodorant on, you're still not able to detox from that part of your body. And the bacterial load that is contained underneath your arms and any sort of, you know, dark, humid place with a lot of pressure on it is pretty high. So by blocking those pores, you are making it so your body has to reabsorb that bacteria and, you know, detoxify it elsewhere, which is difficult for it to do. That's mm-hmm. one of the main places for your body to get rid of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'll be shopping for some natural deodorant. I'm getting low on my, I use the same one that you use, you know, to sanitize your hands. They mm-hmm. have a spray for under your armpits.
The EO.
Yeah. EO, I think is the brand that I use. But anyway, but I switch it around. I've used a couple of other different ones. What's the one, oh my goodness, that's got like it's coconut oil, I think, mixed with like lime or whatever.
What, you know, Capari brand?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different ones now, which is really nice. You have a variety of options depending upon what you, if you like spray, if you like gel, whatever it is you mm-hmm. like. But
I like just, you know, natural mineral-based ones, like salt-based ones or, you know, those mineral rocks and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
The trick is a lot of people don't see an immediate benefit from them. That's because if you've been using a traditional deodorant, like, you know, any of the name brands, those pores are going to be clogged.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to unclog those pores.
I did that and it was rough.
It is rough.
Yeah. It was a rough 15 days.
Right. Yeah. It creates a stink for a while.
Yeah.
And then you can go to using one of
them. Well, that stink is what's inside your body, though.
Exactly.
Isn't that so crazy?
It is.
I thought about that. I'm like, this is what I've been holding in.
Right.
Yeah.
No, gross. And that's why, you know, I love my sauna too, my Sunlight and sauna. Mm-hmm. I go do the detox and I just, and the toothpaste. Okay, so I'm carrying one, but I've got two in my hand. I brought them both off of my my vanity, my counter by my sink. Wedella salt toothpaste. I'd never even heard of this.
Yeah,
never even heard of salt toothpaste, and I picked it up, and you heard Dr. Mm-hmm. Dr. Tom say, yeah, that's a really good one to reduce the buildup of tartar with regular brushing, of course.
Yeah, and salt is antibacterial. Antimicrobial.
Yep.
I mean, natural.
And natural. And then coconut oil with peppermint.
And that one is like an oil pulling. That's not.
Yeah. This is called Yala. I bought it at Free People, actually. I don't know where else they sell it, but I really love it. But it's hard. If it's cold out, it's hard to get out of the tube. You have to kind of massage it loosen it up.
I do oil pulling every morning, and I just, you know, I have a big thing of unrefined coconut oil.
Yeah.
And I just have a spoon in it.
I have that, too. When I'm out of this, I have a coconut oil on my dresser.
You just swish it around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just swish it around. And it's like, I mean, it really does whiten your teeth, and it has all kinds of, you know, your teeth are very porous. So all of the natural enzymes and the acids that are in coconut oil, really, they break through once you've been swishing it long enough.
Yeah.
And so when you add essential oils and stuff to it, you can make
some
really
it freshens
powerful
your breath with the peppermint. Mm. You can make your own, actually. You could do what you said and then like get a little spoon and put it on your toothpaste every day and save money because this was a little high priced. I remember that just a little bit. But, you know, we're supposed to be talking about the benefits of fermented foods. We've only got a couple of minutes, like a minute. So, oh my goodness, I don't know where
to go
with this.
Many.
There's so many. And oh my gosh, I mean, we're seriously, the music's going to start playing.
The simplest thing that I would say about it is that fermented foods are a traditional food source. I mean, if you think back in time, you know, people didn't have refrigerators. The way that we consumed our food was to ferment it to preserve its longevity. So, you know, going back to our roots is often the best when there's any sort of question about a health of a certain item.
Well put. Autumn Connolly. Love this girl. Can't get enough of her or her, all her, just all her concoctions. She's amazing. The benefits of fermented foods. We'll be talking about that, I guess, next week when you're back in studio. Everyone, you know what? I hope you enjoyed the show. We really love doing it. Thank you so much for listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.